All right, welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us tonight. We're going to be joined by Colonel John Mills. They're going to be joined by Nicole. She's the attorney from California. There's legislation about to pass out there that basically is going to take away, the medical license of any doctor that dares to disagree with the globalist Great Reset, the World Health Organization's global pandemic treaties that's they're working on. Basically, doctors will lose their right to have freedom of speech, practice open medicine that's best for their patients. She'll join us on that. We'll be joined by Patrick Wood. What is going on with this pipeline that has apparently just been ruptured? And the new information coming out as we're going on the air is that this was not something like an anchor, someone dropping an anchor and hitting the pipeline, that this was done deliberately. Who benefits from this? There's a lot of finger-pointing tonight, but why is this a big deal? What might it have to do with the New World Order? Their words, not mine. A lot of finger-pointing going on tonight. We'll look at both sides. Did Russia do this to their own pipeline? Or did the U.S. do it? There's some indications from two comments, one by Biden, one by someone within his administration, that they were going to stop this pipeline one way or the other. Why? Why would they want to do that? This pipeline going from Russia to Germany. Could it have anything to do with the idea of a British world empire and making sure that Russia and Germany don't have their own little relationship, but a more bigger agenda of a global one world system based out of Europe, a British world empire as promoted by Cecil Rhodes? As written about by Carol Quigley. Remember Carol Quigley, the man that discipled Bill Clinton? Yeah, this is all in my book, by the way, My book, The Coming Religious Reich. This is all in my 2015 book, The Coming Religious Reich. We'll ask Patrick Wood about all this tonight. And then Wes Peters of Swiss America joins us tonight. Have you noticed that gold has dropped, silver has dropped? I mean, it's like gone on sale. Now, those who buy for the right reasons, they don't care. They're not looking at it going, oh, the price of gold's dropped. I paid $1,900 for it. Now it's down to $1,600-something. Do you need it right now? Did you buy it for right now? Probably not. You bought it for hyperinflation, right? You bought it for when they debased the currency big time so you have something. If you did it right and you only did a small percentage of your cash, you don't care because you don't need it right now. You bought it for when there's a real crisis. But why is it going down? It's a great time to buy, I think, personally. I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. But, this is where some of my friends are buying in and scooping up some more dollar cost averaging. We'll talk to Wes Peters about what's going on. Joining me first, however, is Colonel John Mills. Colonel Mills, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brandon, always an honor to be with you. An action-packed evening tonight.
Oh, my, is it ever. Let me just show you this real quick. My friend Lucy over in, she's in Tennessee. I won't give out her city. World Health Organization virtual press conference on global health issues. She brought this to my attention tonight. Please share this invitation to Wednesday's virtual press conference with every member of the alternative media that you possibly can. This is from our buddy James Rogotsky, who's been on the show before. I probably should get him on tomorrow night. Make a note of that, please, Logan, Jill. So this is going to be going on tomorrow. Wednesday, September 28th, starting at, 7 a.m. Central, my time. The rest of you can figure out your time zones. Global Health Issues, Pandemic Treaty. Oh, boy. Here we go. So they're going to keep pushing for that. So I wanted to make that announcement at the very beginning. Well, let's go over to worldviewreport.com, folks. Let me just type it in, worldviewreport.com. Here we go. Nord Stream 2, the undersea gas line connecting Russia and Germany, plummeted and began leaking gas bubbles in the Baltic Sea. Here's one. We got two articles up here. That's not the right headline. One of the articles I wanted to go to, which see if it'll go. Oh, there it is. That's the headline we want. Did Putin's frogmen blow up Europe's gas supplies? Western leaders blame deliberate sabotage after Nord Stream pipe from Russia ruptured off Sweden, causing 300-foot-wide bubbles, 3,000-foot-wide bubbles, and sending prices spiking. Okay, so some are saying Russia. Others are saying, well, maybe it wasn't Russia. Maybe it wasn't Russia. Maybe it was the U.S. Maybe the U.S. did this. Has America talked about doing something like this? I'm going to play a quick clip. Here's ABC News. Remember this? President Biden, if Russia invades, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring it, and we will bring it into it. Reporter, how will you do that exactly, since the project is in Germany's control? Biden, I promise you, we will be able to do that. Really? Wait a minute.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Wow. What else do we have here? Here's another one. January 27th, 2022, Victoria Nuland. If Russia invades Ukraine, this is the State Department, if Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have...
All right, come on.
Very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Okay, they all got their talking points down, don't they? All right, let's bring in Colonel John Mills. He has served on the National Security Staff, National Security Council staff for two presidents. He was inside the Department of Defense. He's got a brand new book out, The Nation Will Follow, thenationwillfollow.com, to do your pre-order. Or is it out now?
It is out now. It is soft copy, Kindle, and audio is on Amazon, and then hard copy and some discounts on book two and some other things are on thenationwillfollow.com. So the book is out. The hard copy is shipping. I just ask for a little bit of patience. We source this in the U.S. It's being printed in the U.S. And with some of the supply chain issues, it is taking about 2.5 to 3 weeks. But you know, we're already publishing, and we think in about another week and a half, we will be shipping the first tranche for everybody who was ordered so far, which has been a fair amount of people.
Well, good.
So I appreciate that. And then we're doing immediate printing on the soft cover, and then you can get the audio and the Kindle on Amazon. But it's a great book. My time in Spygate, realizing I was in the middle of spying on, I was not part of it. I was trying to report on it when I realized I was seeing the spying on candidate Trump and then President Trump, trying to stop it, trying to get in front of the Durham investigation, and then realizing, hey, not, you know, to fight the deep state, it's all about our county. And had action in our county, forced out my election commissioner. Now it was several people. It was a team effort. But also, she's now been indicted by the attorney general in Virginia. So, you know, it's all about punching and duking it out right in your county. Don't get mad at the national level. Don't get mad at Maricopa. Don't get mad at Fulton. Get mad at your own county and get involved.
The nation will follow. .com. All right, let's look at this headline. Here's the headline I wanted to bring up a while ago. A few hours ago, this is from one guy over there on Thread Read app. A few hours ago, the pressure in Nord Stream 2, the undersea gas line connecting Russia and Germany, plummeted and began leaking gas bubbles into the Baltic Sea near the Danish island of Bornholm. So here we have a map, okay? Here we have a map from Russia all the way to Germany. Fingers are being pointed tonight. Who do you think did this? Who would benefit from such?
Yeah, Brandon, this is very interesting. Now, immediately, you know, I have a little bit of experience in acquiring both vest ships and aircraft for special purposes. And so, you know, I like to track the location of certain vessels and certain aircraft around the world. And there's the way you can do that on ShipSpotter, or there's an equivalent. I immediately started scanning, and for my immediate ships that I thought might be involved in something like this, they're not close. There is an interesting British ship that I've not heard of before that's anchored just off of Bornholm. I'm not going to name the ship. I don't want to cause any hysteria. But if anybody wants to look up the ship and look up Vessel Tracker, and they can figure out which British vessel. Because I'm going, you know, to do something like this, this is about 200 to 500 meters of water. You're likely not going to use an actual, a U.S. Navy submarine or a U.K. submarine. It's just too obvious. Those are kind of dangerous and dicey waters anyway, because not a whole lot of place for a big American nuclear submarine to move and hide in the Baltic there. You know, you're going to use a remotely operated, essentially undersea drones from a work vessel. And there are several close by. And there's a British one that is mysteriously anchored just south of Bornholm. So I was going, that's interesting. And there's several pipelines, not just one, but there appear to be several breaks. This is just too coincident. There is no such thing as coincidences. And I find this very interesting. I think, I'm just going by the Danish prime minister. She's the one. If the Danish prime minister says it on Reuters, it must be true. You know, so Prime Minister Frederiksen essentially says this was not an accident. This was intentionally caused. And Bornholm is Danish territory. I assumed it was Swedish territory. That's actually a Danish island. This is high stakes, high drama. This was not an accident.
So, what do you make though of the State Department and Biden saying one way or the other, this pipeline will stop if Russia invades Ukraine? So could it be that we convince the British to do this in concert with us?
Well, there is a very close relationship with the British SAS, SBS, and American Special Operation Forces. This is kind of British. This is kind of the British neighborhood and British terrain. I mean, we follow the British lead in this territory because they know this area very well. You know, did the Danes know about this? The Danes might have known about this and. Been convinced to look the other direction. And
here's some B-roll footage, Logie, if you want to show that while he's talking.
Yeah, you know, the Danes might have been convinced, you know, said, hey, we'll buy more Legos if you look the other way. So who knows? It's a little further up is the British, or excuse me, the Russian Kaliningrad area, which is seized territory by the Russians. They've had that since the Second World War. Now, we're looking at some of the surface activity from the undersea breaks, and I'm not totally clear if this is liquefied gas or is actually an aerosol gas. I'm not totally sure on that. But again, there's multiple breaks, and it's creating a surface surface activity that's quite visible, as you can see there in the footage. But this is very mysterious, and there is not a coincidence. Somebody did this intentionally, and it looks like there's multiple breaks. You know, who would gain from it? Well, you know, it essentially shuts down the Russians. But again, energy policy 101. Biden could make everything great for America if he would unleash American energy. But you know, it's just this. Sheer ideology and the different communists in his departments and agencies that just cannot ideologically. They would rather have see Americans starve and freeze than unleash American energy.
But isn't this going to mean that with the energy crisis we have in Europe, isn't this going to mean that there's going to be an even bigger energy crisis in Europe?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be absolute chaos.
I mean, people are going to die. We already were saying. Experts are already saying people were going to die. Older people are going to die this winter due to, hypothermia. Now this pretty much ensures the number goes up, correct?
Well, between the elites and their war on food in Europe, and now their war on energy, where the elites have essentially want to sacrifice their populations to make their ideological points on a utopian future, and they'd rather kill off their own populations. Yeah, it's going to be total chaos, and I would not be surprised to see great civil unrest in Germany. I think Poland gets it and gets it right, so I don't think I think Poland's going to be okay. But Germany, France, the Netherlands, they have a war on food and a war on energy, and they'd rather just see their people suffer. So this is going to be crazy time.
So tell me, let's talk a little bit. I know we can make some theories here, but who do you think would benefit the most from this? I mean, Russia wouldn't really benefit from damaging their own pipeline, would they? I mean, I know it's sending prices higher, so would they damage their own pipeline to send prices higher to make more money? I don't know. What do you think, number one?
This is, I'm sorry, having had to deal with both the Soviets and then as they transition to the Russians, Russia and the Soviet Union, they just are a nation of paranoia and callous intrigue. You never know what they're going to do. So I wouldn't totally rule that off the table. It makes no sense. But they are just so wacko when it comes to conspiracies and convinced that everybody is out to get them when a lot of times they're doing it to themselves. I wouldn't totally take that off the table. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But, you know, a joint American-British special operation to shut down the pipeline, kind of risky. But at the same time, this is relatively on the, you know, this is not super deep water. This is relatively friendly territory. The British know the SBS, they're equivalent of our SEALs. They know this terrain well. They know this neighborhood well. Did they do it to poke an eye into the Russians? Maybe. The Danes, this is supposed to be their sovereign territory. And the comment by the prime minister is kind of interesting. She immediately says this is no accident. This was intentional. But that's kind of weird. The Danes have some good undersea capability, and this is their terrain in their neighborhood. I'm a little surprised that if she says that, she doesn't just come out and totally spill the beans on what happened. I think the Brits and the Americans would shut down, you know, stick it to the Russians even more. So I want to put it past the Brits and the U.S. to team up and continue to stick it to the Russians. But at the same time, people are going to suffer over this. This is going to be very bad for the citizens in Germany, France, the Netherlands, who in Denmark, that have such whacked out ideologies and control of their country. So this is the globalists and the elites. You know, be careful of getting involved in trickery like this, because, you know, you just can't control the outcome on these things. So,
well, what if let's just go with the theory that there's no coincidence that we have Biden and his State Department saying we're going to stop this one way or the other. OK, everybody knows what that means. Well, how are you going to do that? It's under Germany's control. Believe me, it's going to happen. I mean, everybody knows, you know, a man that has those kind of military operations at his disposal, everybody knows what he's referring to. So there is no coincidence. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming just based on the two clips we've showed that the U.S. intended to stop this one way or the other. Now it stopped. If you're noticing a British naval ship nearby, you know, there you go. All right. So let me ask you this then. What would we not be afraid of poking a stick in the eye of Putin, who just last week said he would be willing to use nuclear weapons on the West? What are these people trying to get us into World War III?
Well, you know, remember, you know, after the 2014 invasion, several Obama officials were caught. The Russians released the intercepted phone calls. These people have no problem provoking conflict. They think this is this. They are just giddy with excitement and think this is funny. you know, doing these things. And hey, these things spin out of control really quick. You can't control the outcome. So you have to think long and hard before you poke other countries. I'm all for panache, for daring, for special out. I'm all for these things, but you have to really think these things through, because they're unintended consequences, unintended outcomes. And the Obama-Biden team seems to think this is all fun and games. Well, it's fun and games. Now, the reality is the Russians are stressed. They are a mess right now. They're not everywhere at once. They probably looked at this as essentially, hey, the Russians have no capability to do anything about this. Even in Kaliningrad, which they've been hiding nuclear weapons, it's close by, but not that close by. And if they're watching, you know, the AIS tracks of which ships are in the water in the Baltic, and there's no, and they're not tracking any Russian undersea vessels, any Russian military vessels, special operations vessels, they say, hey, we're gonna take care of this. We're gonna do it right next to the Danish island, and the Danes might be in on this. And so really stick it to them. But hey, guess what? The Russians may not have the capabilities, but they have a big senior partner named China. China's kind of, who knows what's going on in China? You know, as soon as she left for Uzbekistan, I said, watch out, this is going to be trouble. And he returned, because he comes back and looks like there was definitely something going on in Beijing or Peking.
What do you make of the rumors that Xi Jinping is under house arrest and General Li, or whatever his name is taken over? What are your thoughts on those rumors?
Well, I'm kind of like Gordon Chang. I don't think Xi is under house arrest, but something is definitely going on. There are too many indicators where, you know, there's smoke, something is burning. And this is what I've been saying for a while, and it's coming up. The Party Congress is on the 16th of October. And, you know, whenever a dictator leaves a country, that's dicey times. You know, dictators don't like to leave their countries because they know that's when people are going to make their move and try to overthrow them. So he comes back, and then all of a sudden you have all this high drama in and around Peking. And so watch out.
Let's say a military general takes over. Does he stay in charge, or is that interim? And if he stays in charge, what does that say about China's future activities?
I think if Xi is taken out of power, I think he's going to go away. I'll just leave it at that.
And then what about this general? Does this general become the leader?
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, because there's a lot of unrest in Russia, a lot of anger in Russia. Well, it's people to the right of Putin that are upset. Watch out, because they may get rid of Putin, and we'll have somebody even worse. So watch out. Same thing with China. You know, be careful what you wish for, because you don't know. It might be somebody even worse.
So, but wouldn't that sense that it's somebody worse if a general takes over, that they're kind of ready to start making some moves on Taiwan? I mean, was Xi Jinping kind of holding back his military, and these guys are like ready to go, just like the people to the right of Putin are ready to go?
Well, you know, I am not in any way. The Chinese think about everything to a very, very deep extent, almost too much. And they think things through, and they assign huge numbers of people to think things through. And I can't help but think that some of them, even though they might be afraid to say it, is this is not a good idea. We are not ready. We're not experienced. We're as messed up as the U.S. is right now, and as a mess that Biden is causing, this is a bad idea. So I'm hoping that it's some forces that would say, hey, we're gonna put an end, because Xi was definitely on the pathway to kick off hostilities one way or another. But you don't know. There might be some folks that are thinking he's not pushing hard enough, and they want to go even faster. So this is really. But in situations like this, normally only one group walks out of the room. And I don't think we've totally seen the outcome of what's going on in Beijing right now.
So let me ask you real quick before I go to Nicole, our attorney on the ground in California, about a concerning piece of legislation, which, again, many people will follow the example of California, sadly. What do you know about Putin's goal for a Eurasia?
Well, at this point in time, he always had a vision of a return to a grand czarist Russia. But, I mean, this whole Ukraine episode has totally drained Russia dry. There is no way the population is going to deliver 300,000 more to reinforce the military. He is spent. This is like 1905 or 1917 all over again. The Russians are spent. And, so they can't even deliver their end of the bargain in their alliance with China. So, the Russians, and you remember in 1905, they got schwacked by the Japanese. Their whole Navy was just totally eliminated by the Japanese. Remember who was on the decks of the Japanese Navy? It was all these advisors from the Royal Navy. So and guess who alerted the Japanese that the Russians were on their way? It was British intelligence in Hong Kong who saw the Russian fleet go by and said, okay, here they come, get ready for them. And so they just schwacked them. And that, the loss of their entire Navy in 1905 by the Japanese just shocked Russia and the world. But then it was the losses on the Eastern Front. People forget the Eastern Front in the First World War. The Germans just decimated the Russians over and over and over again in grand maneuver warfare. And it was the losses on the Eastern Front where the Russian population said, that's it, we're done. A lot of people forget and don't realize how that contributed to the Soviet Revolution. People were just tired of the absolute loss of all their sons male family members on the Eastern Front. They said, that's it, we're done. We're out of this.
Wow. Okay, so in the closing, this means things are getting dicey, means things are also getting more dangerous because we're not really sure who's in charge or who's going to be in charge in China. It could even go to, as we said, some military guy that wants to go ahead and move quicker and faster. Putin, there are those who want him gone and become more aggressive. So, I mean, we're living in a very dangerous time. And this winter, however, we do know the ones that are going to be in the great danger are going to be those, particularly the older folks, that are always the victims of hypothermia when they don't have enough heat. And it's going to be very, very sad winter to watch, I think.
Yeah. Other than that, everything's going great, Brandon.
Going great. I don't know what your eschatology is, but I'm like, all right, Lord, I'm ready. Let's go.
Amen.
Time to get out of here. But all right. As always, the nation will follow. TheNationWillFollow.com to order it. Thank you, Colonel.
Brandon, always an honor to be with you. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be checking back in with him, our expert, Colonel John Mills. Hope you'll check out his website, thenationwillfollow.com.